Welcome back to the Daily Fox Sports 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range, also brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. Tri-County Water, and brought to you by Ghost Energy Drink. And right now, we go to our sports line, and we welcome back to the program, well, maybe the first time. Well, we welcome to the program Jason Swihart, head coach of the Hanover Horton softball squad. Hey, Jason, thanks for being here, man. We appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Well, let's start off by saying, hey, congratulations on a great season so far. I know you still have a lot of work to do, but I also know there's a lot of coaches that would be happy starting off their season, especially with the schedule you have, starting off their season 9-4. So pretty good so far.
Yeah, we're pretty happy with everything. We knew in the beginning of the schedule that we would have some easier pitching, which allowed us to, you know, get those 8 or 9 wins pretty quick. And then I do the best I can every year to try to strengthen up our schedule to make it tougher on the kids, because in the end, it doesn't matter if we win 30 games. We're trying to, you know, get better and give them a chance to win a district, and who knows what happens from there. So that's always the plan.
Well, yeah, and it looks like you're putting on your schedule some larger schools. I mean, you're playing Columbia Central, which they'll be a regular next year. You take on Tecumseh. You take on Dansville. So, I mean, yeah, you're putting on some of those, you know, schools, let's face it, a little bit larger than Hanover Horton, and you're faring well with them.
Yeah, we fare very well. I mean, we only have, like, 12 kids that go out for varsity and 24 that go out. So we don't make any cuts. It is what it is. And I've coached a lot of these kids since they were 8 or 9 years old. And I've always tried to press to them that, you know, we're good enough to compete with a lot of teams. We just have to, you know, keep after it, practice a little bit in the off season, and then, you know, play under pressure when we get against the Tecumsehs and the Grass Lakes and, the Clintons and stuff like that. So.
Right. Oh, yeah, Clinton, they're good in pretty much everything they go out for. So yeah, well, let's talk. You mentioned Grass Lake. You also had a doubleheader against Western on Saturday. So now you're kind of on a 4-game losing streak, a little bit different than what you had going on for most of the season. What happened this weekend?
So, obviously, Grass Lake, if they're not playing at Michigan State at the end of the year, I think everybody will be surprised. I mean, they're 1-9, and there is no breaks in the lineup. I mean, they hit the ball so hard. Their defense is so skilled. It's something that, I mean, it's kind of a man among boys type thing, if I can use that phrase. They're an awful lot to handle for anybody. Western, we ended up only playing one game, and it ended up 3-1 we lost. We made a few mental errors, and Weissman over there is a really good pitcher. She throws hard, and it made it tough on the back end of our lineup, which isn't really used to seeing that type of pitching, because there's a couple freshmen, a couple sophomores, and it's just they're not, you know, they – it takes time to get used to seeing stuff like that, and they're not really used to it. So it's kind of like, we're throwing you in the fire, good luck.
Well, and that had to be a pretty cool experience, too, being able to play at those facilities at Jackson College.
Oh, yeah, Jamie over there. I mean, it was as easy as a phone call, and then I called over to Jamie's the coach at JC, and Tanya over at Western. I said, let's go play at the college, and she was all about it, and hopefully we can do it every year, whether it's with Western or with somebody else. It doesn't matter. It's a phenomenal facility. I mean, just like, I've never played at Spring Arbor, but they've got an outstanding diamond as well. So, you know, the kids love the lights. The kids love the atmosphere. They didn't love the 35 degrees, but
no.
Or the snow, but, no. You know, it was they loved every minute of it.
Well, those dugouts have heaters, too, so it's made it a little comfortable.
I didn't dugout. No, I didn't.
What's that?
I didn't leave the dugout 1 minute. So.
I don't blame you, man. I don't blame you. I know this has been usually by this time of the year, we're kind of past the frigid cold. You know, that's more of an early spring, not middle spring thing. So hopefully the weather changes and breaks and gets a little better for you guys. But what's tougher for you, the front half of the season or the back half of the season?
Well, let's see. We've got Clinton coming up. We put cold water in the schedule, which is always, they're real tough. I got to think who else. Napoleon's always pretty good. It's kind of like the first half pretty easy, and then we run into Grass Lake and Western and Clinton, and then we get a few league games that we're a little more comfortable with. And then, like I said, we added Hudson and cold water at the end, so I don't know what we're getting there. I know cold water is really good. I'm not sure about Hudson.
Right. So, goals for the end of the season. Jason Swihart, head coach of Hanover Horton softball, joining us here on The Daily. When you get to the end of the season, knowing that and we're going to talk about your kids here in just a second, but when you get to the end of the season, knowing the type of team that you have, where do you want to see your team? Where do you realistically see your team at the end of the season?
I believe that if we play the type of ball that we know how to play, mm-hmm. I believe we got a very good shot at winning the district, and I'm not really sure who's in the regional after that. I'm guessing it's Grass Lake, Clinton, and Ottawa Lake, I think.
Okay.
But that'll be all we can handle. But, I mean, we just have to keep building. It seems like I only get like two or three seniors every year, so I'm constantly building with incoming freshmen and, you know, 10th graders, and you have to start over at the beginning quite a bit. We had to retool our entire infield because we graduated the three seniors that we had. We graduated them, had to move a catcher to third base, a center fielder to shortstop, and our catcher was playing in the outfield, so we just had to move everybody around. And it's just talking to the girls, like, it's night and day going from one position to the other from them, for them.
Now, does it take some time for that to gel up? Are you expecting that to kind of, like, set and take hold as the season continues to grow, or are they kind of all comfortable in their spots by now?
Well, it's funny you say that, because just as my shortstop, who had played center field since she was 8 years old, I put her over there, and she collided with my second baseman last week and fractured her left hand.
Oh.
So she is, she's had surgery. She's probably 4 weeks out. My third baseman's really starting to understand it and get comfortable. Balls hit a little bit harder at her. So I had to move a freshman to shortstop, who pretty much has only played like 14 U-ball at best. So then when you put her in there against Grass Lake and kids are hitting rockets at her, it's a little bit uncomfortable for her. But we're being as patient as we can with moving kids around, and we work really hard at practice on a lot of explaining what we're trying to accomplish and why they need to be in this position. And why they need to be over here.
And that's, you know, that's one of the things you touched upon, one of the things that comes up quite a bit on the show, especially when we're talking with small coaches of teams who come from smaller schools like Hanover Horton, where you have a lot of freshmen who tend to come up in a variety of different sports that tend to come up and play at that varsity level on occasion. You know, when you're going from that 14U to that eighth grade type game up to the varsity type game and not being able to adjust through the freshman, through the JV levels, I mean, that can be quite a bit of a shock, no matter what the sport is, to go to that type of speed, to that type of high level of a game. But it sounds like they're accepting the challenge and they're progressing through it quite well.
Yeah, they are. I mean, you kind of got to think of, and I talk about it with our coaches, it's like it's a 14-year-old girl who's now competing with 17 and 18-year-old almost women or women. You know, I can't imagine being a 14-year-old and having to play with girls that much bigger, that much stronger, that much faster, and then put you at shortstop of all positions. I mean, you know, we, like I said, we just keep working on it, and we got lots of patience with it. But, you know, it is what it is, and it's what we have, and
yeah,
we'll figure it out.
Well,
you know, and it's only going to help her in the long run, because next year she'll be more comfortable, and maybe we can, you know, just leave her there for 4 years.
Right, right. So, well, tell us about some of the girls on the team. Tell, you know, share their names with us, and tell us how they're impacting the team and making Hanover Horton softball better for you.
Okay, I'll start with Alexa Dubois. She's a sophomore, and right now she's an absolute monster on the field. She's got 8 home runs. She's batting over 600. Drove in maybe close to 30 runs already. She rarely misses with the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And then she pitches, and she's got close to 60 strikeouts in 35 innings. She curves the ball very well. She throws hard. She is probably the biggest impact that we have as far as both sides of the ball. Next, you can go with Danny Riggs. She's the one that was catching last year. Yeah. She kept getting a sore arm, so we moved her to third base. She's adjusting really good with that. She is a phenomenal hitter as well. And she does a great job two-strike hitting. She doesn't, no speed messes with her.
Mm-hmm.
She's the kid that, like, everything that I've taught in the past 8 years, she's grabbed every piece of it. She's very smart. Sometimes she gets a little bit too excited, but we keep working on settling her down, and she does a great job.
Well, she's used to making that throw from catcher to second, and yeah, I guess from third to first isn't that much of a stretch then.
No, not really. It happens so quick. It's on her, and then she's got a super strong arm, and she doesn't realize she can let her footing get set and then just throw over there. She wants to go real quick when she doesn't need to go that quick, you know. So we just settle her in, and she even said the other night, "Coach, I'm getting a lot more comfortable over there." So
good.
That's a big blessing for us.
Yeah.
After that is Hallie Swihart, my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She took on the role of catching last year because Danny, that I was just talking about, kept getting a sore arm. So we had to eliminate a lot of the reps from her.
Mm-hmm.
And Hallie's worked really hard as far as, you know, her catching, her blocking balls. She's got a really strong arm. Not a whole lot of kids run on her. She's doing a better job of, like, talking to the coaches as far as, hey, we need to pitch this kid here, pitch that kid here. So she's really buying into the whole thing. Both Danny and Hallie are hitting over 450, I think. They're doing a much better job of patience at hitting. They used to swing at about everything, trying to hit it over the fence. And
yeah,
they're doing a little bit better job at that. The older they get, you can see the maturity. Amira Jarrett, she got a little frustrated with me early in the year because I kept putting another kid behind her. And it wasn't that she was going to lose her spot. It was the fact that just somebody back there to remind her that she's got to work hard to keep her spot. And last year, I think she had 18 or 19 errors, and this year she's got 1. She's our leadoff hitter.
Okay.
She's batting close to 400, and those are the top kids. Mason Scalley is the kid that broke her hand, and she was batting 500 and starting to figure out shortstop before that happened. So
that's so tough for a team when you lose somebody who's being productive like that. And not only learning the game too, as she's going along, but you said recovery is what you're expecting her back in what, 4 weeks, or is she gone for the year?
Cast comes off in like 3 weeks, and then uh-huh. The doctor said as soon as she can make a fist, she'll be cleared to play. So I'm guessing 4 or 5 weeks, she should be back for maybe the last couple games in districts, hopefully.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure she's antsy to get back too. So
oh yeah.
All right, so we talked about the team. We talked about where you are in the schedule and what's coming up. You mentioned districts. Let's go back to districts real quick. You said you feel like you should be able to get out of your districts. Who are you facing in your districts this year?
So our first game will be against Jonesville, which we played them the other night, and we were actually down 1-0 in the second game, and we put a 7 spot up in the 5th or 6th inning. And that was like a proud moment of Hanover ball, whereas they actually didn't succumb to the pressure. They actually rose up, you know.
Yeah.
If we need to walk, we got to walk. If we need to get a bunt down, we did. If we needed a key hit, they got it. And they kind of felt for a little while that, okay, we can do this. And that's what they need to do against, you know, the other teams, the Grass Lakes and the Westerns and stuff like that, is they need to believe in what they're doing really does work, and they are actually that good.
Yeah.
So, and then if we can get by Jonesville, then Lumen and Hillsdale are on the other side.
Okay.
I haven't seen either one of them play in 2 years, but so I don't know exactly where they're at, but, you know, I like our kids. I like our chances. I like everything about what we're doing right now.
Obviously, you like to know your opponent before you head into that contest. Do you approach it a little differently when you don't know, like when you do go up against the Lumen, you're not exactly sure who it is or what it is that you're going up against, or when you're going to some of these multi-team tournaments on weekends? Do you approach those types of games differently, or you just say, hey, here's our lineup, we're lining it up, and we're just going to hit it?
No, once we get to district, I'll have watched Hillsdale.
Okay.
Skip practice and go watch. I'll watch Lumen. I mean, you go watch a game or two, and you'll know who can hit, who pitches. You'll learn all that stuff. So we have to do that because I don't really want to go in there blind and be caught off guard on something.
Right, right. All right. Anything else, Coach Jason Swihart, that we need to know about before we completely run out of time here?
No, I don't think so. Just that we're working hard, and we're trying to get better every day, and hopefully when all the lights go on, it'll be something that we can look back when they're 25 years old and say, yeah, we did that. So,
all right, man. Well, Jason, good luck to you. Good luck to your team, and we look forward to tracking the success of Hanover Horton softball throughout the rest of the season. Thanks for your time today.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM as we are live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range.